The Oregon Military Department is comprised of citizen soldiers, airmen, and civilians. The shutdown will affect training activities, equipment maintenance, and efficiency at military bases. Captain Stephen Bomar says to maintain readiness, they are forming plans in case the shutdown is prolonged.
We also do have the benefit of being able to bring our members on state active duty, and that's where the state would pick up the bill for that training. Of course, that's an additional cost to the taxpayers here.
Captain Bomar says operations and activities essential to safety and security will remain intact, and state active duty personnel could be activated.
So if the governor does declare a state of emergency, we will bring that force back on full time and be able to assist in emergency management, whether that's fire or flooding or what's been going on, just like we just did this past summer.
Veteran medical benefits, anti-sexual harassment, and recruitment programs remain intact. The furloughs will continue until funding is approved by Congress. For KLCC News, I'm Desmond O'Boyle.